In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. So I have to tell you from the beginning, when you talk about Simon and Jude, that these two apostles are particularly close to me. In large part, because when I was a student priest in Rome, oftentimes this would be the altar I would get. So they're buried there in the Basilica of St. Peter's. So I would walk there as a student priest, wait for one of the altars to be available. And I don't know, it just always happened that that was the altar that was free. So Simon and Jude are buried under the altar of St. Joseph on the left transept. So I would walk in, the little server would walk us through all the priests, the different altars. And it, 9 times out of 10, I would be taken right to the altar of St. Joseph with Simon and Jude. So after a while, I got to know them. It's like, hey, Simon, hey, Jude, how you doing, right? I showed up like, hey, Jeff, you again? I'm like, yeah, me, right? They became spiritual friends. It's important that we have these spiritual friendships with the saints. Of course, we know spiritually we're not the ones picking them. They're picking us. So I'm thinking, what could I learn from Simon and Jude? What can we learn from Simon and Jude? Well, first let's look at Simon, because we know less about him than we do about Jude. What do you know about Simon? You know, he was a terrorist. Did you know that? He was a part of the Zealot Party. The Zealots believed that Rome should have been removed by force. They used guerrilla warfare against the Roman occupiers. So it was really a bad movement. Jesus completely distanced himself from the movement, but he called one from the Zealot Party to himself. So we know that Simon, when he heard the call of the Lord Jesus, he had to abandon the belief that violence would solve problems or that political machinations by themselves would solve the problems. Had to abandon all that and say, no, God's grace is going to heal this. God's grace will fulfill this. I'm going to say yes, and then allow grace to work. That's important for us, dear friends, because we keep wanting to think, if we get involved, if we're the ones doing this, we can fix this. We cannot fix the fallenness of humanity. And the more we believe that, the more we delude ourselves. Right? There are so many Christians who are so active, thinking they're going to do this, they're going to resolve this, and so, and they just make themselves foolish. The best we can do is humble ourselves, accept God's grace, and allow God's grace to work through us to bring about that change. Years ago, Pope Benedict XVI shocked people when he said, it is a sin of hubris to say that I want to change the world, for we do not have the power to change the world. That's arrogance. We do not have that power. I'm going to solve world poverty. I'm going to take care of the environment. I'm going to fix immigration. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever, right? You end up doing all this activism stuff. You lose your soul. You don't fix anything, right? What happens? We humble ourselves, we say yes to grace, and we just take care of the person in front of us. If we all did that, then we would solve many of the social ills of the world by God's grace. God would be the one healing his people. But we keep wanting to steal that from God. Simon was a zealot. He had to abandon that in order to follow the Lord. Have we? Have we abandoned that? Or do we still think that we can somehow fix this? Right? We just have enough science. Follow the science, right? We just have enough political power. Then we'll fix it, right? If the right political party was in power. Oh my goodness, really? Are there still Christians who believe that garbage? There are. Simon had to abandon that. Say, Lord, I trust you. I surrender to you. That's an important lesson from Simon. What about from Jude? Jude had it pretty easy. Jude was a kinsman of the Lord, which means he was either a cousin or possibly a half-brother from a previous marriage of Joseph. So you know one tradition says Joseph was previously married. He was a widower. You don't have to accept that. There's the other tradition that says he was a young fighter who was never married. We don't know. Scriptures don't tell us. You know what the Holy Spirit is saying when he does that? It's none of your business. Huh? We don't need to know. All we know is he was a kinsman. Maybe a half-brother, maybe a cousin. He was a kinsman. That means he would have grown up with Jesus. And he was a brother of James, one of the other apostles. So two of them were brothers, and they would have hung around Jesus. They would have grown up together in the Nazareth area. It's pretty awesome. What else can we learn about Jude? Jude apparently looks so much like Jesus. They're related. They look so much. That's why whenever you see Jude, he's holding a little image of Jesus, right? He's like, hey, look, I look like Jesus, right? He's kind of bragging a little bit. It's like, okay, Jude, calm down, right? If you look at the statue of Jude in our narthex, you'll see that. He holds a picture of Jesus. What else do we know about Jude? We know that he was willing to not let family get in the way. Isn't it so true that in life sometimes we can see a family member and they have been blessed or they've been given some mission, and what do? we dismiss it because it's one of our own. Never forget, dear friends, when the scriptures say a prophet is accepted everywhere except in his hometown, that is a denunciation. We can fix that by grace. Within our home families, if someone has been made holier by God's grace than we have, if someone has been blessed in other ways than we have, if someone has been given a mission that we have not been given, we can die to ourselves and by grace accept that prophet and allow God's will to be done. That's what Jude did. Jude could have been like, Jesus, my cousin, whatever, I know that guy. No way, he can't be the Messiah. He could have done that. He could have allowed family to get in the way. Simon could have allowed politics to get in the way, social activism to get in the way. Jude could have allowed family to get in the way. But he died to all that. And he was willing to see the will of God, even in the midst of his extended family. Are we? Are we? Are we willing to accept when a family member is desiring to share the gospel with us? What about when they correct us? What about when they are holier than us and they call us on to pursue them to greater levels of holiness? Let's humble ourselves and accept it. Both of these apostles were friends of Jesus. Never forget, that was the first mission of the apostles. After a night of prayer, Jesus calls all the disciples to himself, and then from the disciples, he calls 12, and he named them apostles. Their first task were to be his friends, to be with him, to accompany him, to eat with him, to laugh with him, to have fellowship with him. That was their first responsibility. Then they had to learn from him. And when he ascended to the Father, he entrusted his kingdom to them and to the disciples. And look at Simon and Jude. They fulfilled their mission beautifully. They both shared the gospel selflessly. They both died martyrs together in Persia. That's why they share a feast day today. They died on the same day. They entered eternal life on the same day. So dear friends, those are some lessons we can draw from Simon and Jude. Are we willing to suspend politics and realize that it's not our savior? Are we willing to suspend social activism and realize that's not our savior? Are we willing to broaden our hearts and to realize the Holy Spirit, he works even within our own family and among the people that we oftentimes eat with and laugh with, and sometimes we find in them greater levels of holiness? Are we willing to accept all that? Are we willing to follow these two apostles who are willing to do whatever it took in order to follow the Lord Jesus, in order to love him? They were even willing to die for him. What about us? Have we said that yes? Are we willing to do that? On this feast of Simon and Jude, let's imitate them. These beautiful apostles, these friends of Jesus. And let's be willing to die to ourselves, our own thoughts, our own understandings, and instead say yes to fulfill our vocations and to do whatever Jesus asks of us.